Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is December 4th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Neem partners with MasterCard. Neem, an embedded finance platform, has partnered with MasterCard to enable financial wellness for underserved communities in Pakistan. The Secure Payments Academy and PayCademy partner to provide e-learning payments training courses. The Secure Payments Academy, SPA, and PayCademy have partnered to offer e-learning payments training courses. The courses will be available on PayCademy's self-paced learning platform, which provides payment professionals with the skills and training needed to innovate and implement effective business-oriented solutions in the rapidly changing payments environment. The initial set of modules that are being offered will cover card payment fraud detection and mitigation technologies. IMF, World Bank and BIS partner to tokenize financial instruments. The International Monetary Fund has partnered with the World Bank and the Bank for International Settlements to pursue the tokenization of financial instruments. QIB partners with Visa and Ecolytic. QIB has partnered with Visa and Ecolytic to launch its new carbon emission tracker feature, aiming to develop an eco-conscious banking experience for its Qatar clients. Ofgem seeks input on digital energy consumer data. UK-based energy regulator Ofgem has initiated a consultation process concerning the sharing of consumer data with consent. Banksware raises €15 million in Series A funding round. Germany-based Banksware has announced the raise of €15 million in Series A funding round to expand in other European markets and launch new products. Bank of Commerce chooses Infosys Finacle Suite for digital transformation. Philippines-based Bank of Commerce, BankCom, has selected the Finacle Suite from digital services and consultancy provider Infosys for its core banking transformation. GFT partners with Engine by Starling. GFT has announced its partnership with Engine by Starling in order to provide banks and financial institutions around the world with modern banking solutions. AnswerPay partners with the Money Carer Foundation. UK-based AnswerPay has entered a strategic partnership with the Money Carer Foundation to launch request-to-pay services in the region. Priority partners with DataCap for enhanced unified commerce solutions. Priority Technology Holdings, a unified commerce platform that delivers integrated payments and banking, has partnered with payments gateway provider DataCap Systems. Infuse raises €8.50 million investment round. Finland-based card issuing and processing company Infuse has secured an €8.5 million investment round led by Vitruvian Partners, with participation from Visa and Maki.vc. MAMO becomes Visa principal member in the UAE. MAMO has announced becoming a principal member of Visa in the UAE and is expanding its partnership with Visa to reshape SME financial services across the MENA region. Nuve and Microsoft announce global payments partnership. Canada-based fintech company Nuve has announced a global payments partnership with Microsoft to improve its payment and checkout experiences. Plum partnered with Eurobank. UK-based smart money app Plum has entered a strategic partnership with Eurobank to provide customers with a fully digital wallet focused on savings and investments. Cash-Free Payments launches BBPS Biller Solution. Cash-Free Payments has launched BBPS Biller Solution, which facilitates and simplifies interoperable bill payment collection for Indian businesses. IDEMIA expands partnership with Interpol. Identity tech and biometric solution provider IDEMIA has expanded its partnership with Interpol, providing an enhanced multi-biometric identification system to support its 196 member countries. Cable launches automated testing solution. Financial crime assurance provider Cable has announced the launch of Transaction Assurance, an automated testing solution for financial crime compliance. SumSub reports on global deepfake incidents surge from 2022 to 2023. SumSub has released an annual identity fraud report that analyzes identity fraud across industries and regions. Thales completes acquisition of Imperva. France-based technology company Thales has announced that it completed the acquisition of US-based cybersecurity company Imperva. Banxa partners with Trust Wallet to support crypto transactions. Payment service provider and RegTech platform Banxa has partnered with Trust Wallet to support cryptocurrency transactions. UK MPs urge caution on creation of digital pound. UK parliamentarians on the Cross-Party Treasury Committee have urged to Bank of England to address data privacy and financial stability concerns before considering the implementation of a digital pound. Standard Chartered rolls out BNPL option to consumers across APAC. Standard Chartered is rolling out online and in-store buy now, pay later options for credit card holders across Asia Pacific. MasterCard welcomes latest StartPath and Solidarity Program participants. MasterCard has added 5 early-stage startups founded by women and people of color to its StartPath and Solidarity Program. Alica Bank signs with Wise for cross-border money transfers. Wise Platform, Wise's global payment infrastructure for banks and major enterprises, today announces a new partnership with Alica Bank to provide UK businesses with a transparent and low-cost way to send money internationally. Nuvei enters global payments partnership with Microsoft. Nuvei Corporation, the Canadian fintech company, announces today that it has partnered with Microsoft to deliver leading payment experiences for customers of its products, solutions, and services across many of its key markets. AXAIM completes first market transaction using stablecoins. AXA Investment Managers has completed its first live market transaction using stablecoins issued by SG Forge, the digital asset arm of Société Générale. Carlyle deploys Broadridge Sentry to manage deal pipeline. Global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc., NYSE, BR, announced today that its cloud-based solution, Sentry, has been implemented at global investment firm Carlyle in support of its private credit and collateralized loan obligation, CLO, portfolio management. Are we approaching a world without cards? I've said it before and I'll say it again. Cards aren't fit for digital commerce. Citi partners with TradStream. US-based Citi has announced its collaboration with TradStream to offer clients access to automated trade document processing capabilities. Unlimit partners with UnionPay International. UK-based financial services company Unlimit has announced its partnership with UnionPay International in order to accelerate the growth of Unlimit's BOSS platform. Cooperative Financial Network begins tests for new payments procedure. Cooperative Financial Network has pioneered a new procedure for request to pay, a digital invoicing solution, minimizing costs and shaping the future of European transactions. Adyen and Klarna extend global partnership. Adyen has strengthened its global partnership with Klarna, for the latter to benefit from Adyen's acquiring capabilities to simplify card payments for Klarna's customers. Vienna Sąskaita partners with Amlice to prevent money laundering. Lithuania-based Vienna Sąskaita has partnered with Amlice, a regtech company specializing in anti-financial crime, to provide money laundering prevention and compliance solutions to its clients. Treasury Prime partners with Effective. Embedded banking software company Treasury Prime has partnered with Effective to provide enterprises and banks with fraud detection and prevention capabilities. AppCopay partners with Haven to support merchants in Europe. Payments orchestration platform AppCopay has partnered with Switzerland-based financial institution Haven to support merchants in Europe. Crypto.com obtains an electronic money institution license in the UK. Singapore-based cryptocurrency exchange Crypto.com has obtained an electronic money institution license from the UK's Financial Conduct Authority. Check launches tools to help organizations grow payroll businesses. Check, the pioneer of embedded payroll, today announced the launch of a set of category-defining innovations, credit and fraud protection, embedded setup and embedded support. Combined with Check's core embedded payroll API and Check components, these new offerings help platforms address the most challenging issues surrounding launching a payroll business, including fraud management and detection, data migration, compliance and support. MasterCard and MDP team up in Middle East and Africa. MasterCard and MDP, a modern payment processing powerhouse, have joined forces to revolutionize the payments ecosystem for banks and non-financial institutions, non-FIS, in the Middle East and Africa region. Trading Technologies makes senior hires. Trading Technologies International, Inc., TT, a global capital markets technology platform provider, announced today that the firm has appointed three industry leaders, each with decades of relevant experience, to key new posts on its leadership team. Moss launches multi-sector transition taxonomy. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, today launched the Singapore Asia Taxonomy for Sustainable Finance, Singapore Asia Taxonomy, which sets out detailed thresholds and criteria for defining green and transition activities that contribute to climate change mitigation across 8 focus sectors. 1. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.